Easy winner on the show last week. Gave out a couple of those. Kelly in Vegas with us every Friday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern during the football season. At Kelly in Vegas on X and elsewhere on social media of Wager Talk and the Kelly and Murray Show. Kelly, were you able to stay up for the entire game last night through the delay and all?
Oh, God. I don't know why I did. Like, what was I thinking? I'm too old for this. No, I was finalizing some of my contest cards and doing a couple other things. And then I have six college football and I submitted wrong. So I had to panic call my girlfriend, Erin, to redo. Listen, we don't need football on at midnight or 11 p.m. It's just too late. I'm drawing the line of I got to still go to bed early when I got to be up at 9. Well, I got to get up at 7:30 to get ready for my first show at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Fridays are busy, guys.
I was laughing when I saw Underdog tweet out that A.J. Brown caught his first pass at 12:15 a.m. Eastern. That's pretty funny. It's a tough night for anybody who had A.J. Brown in fantasy, or a tough night for anybody who laid the points, and an even tougher night for anybody who had the over last night, as we've talked about on the show. We'll get to your best bets in college at the end. 1-1 in week one, 2-1 last week for those tracking in mom's basement. We will get to those bets. You had the Eagles yesterday, though, in Survivor, right?
So here's kind of how I'm approaching Survivor this week. I've got a 5K Survivor at the Westgate. I've got two in Circus Survivor. Normally, I'd have a lot more, but CT and I, our buddy Joff, decided, all right, instead of doing five Circus Survivor, let's do one in the Westgate, right? Circus Survivor is a pipe dream. Probably going to have a lot of people tied at the end again this year like we saw last season. But the real reality is there is a better chance of us winning the 5K than there is of Circus Survivor. Our friends over at Splash had $2.5 million guaranteed, and there's still a huge overlay. And so I said, all right, I've got six entries here. They're $150 each. I'm going to play two Philly. If Philly loses, there's going to be a lot more dead money in the pool, and I'll just rebuy back in instead of going all six Broncos.
I get it. Yeah, I didn't do anything with that. It's also getting to a point, we all love Survivor. That's why we enter it and, you know, hope the dream can come true. But it's also getting to a point where, okay, what's the end? Where are we stopping? Because, like, the other day I'm joining and I'm entering all these pools. And I'm like, yeah, Sam, I'm in 10 Survivor pools now. Like, that's that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's an interesting
stat. Huh? I would say I'm at least that many Survivor pools this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too much fun. But no, that's an interesting strategy because you could rebuy back into the same pools. And, you know, people at Circa would say it's the same thing there, but you don't have to go out to Vegas to do that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're in Vegas, that's still $1,000, guys, or $5,000. Yeah. John Murray said yesterday on the podcast, oh, I think people are waiting to see if there's going to be a bunch of dead money in the pool. 28 people used the Philadelphia Eagles last night in the Westgate Survivor. That's a lot of money. You guys can do the math there. But sorry, I'm not rebuying back in for five dimes. Like that is like, we're going to try it this year. We do well. Maybe we'll reconvene next year. $5,000 Survivor. I don't know. I hope CT and I's friendship make it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, last year you guys had a good run, and then didn't you add two more brains to the room? I believe you merged with somebody, so it went from two people to four people, and then you were all ready to kill each other at the end of the season.
So Pam, CT and I had an entry left. John Murray and Joff had an entry left in Circus Survivor. We decide, let's converge. Of course, that very first week, loss. So now we're down to one entry. And look, I'm not going to blame CT. I have a lot of rules, right? Not everybody likes to have the rules that I have in place. I don't like to play road teams. I don't like to play divisional teams. I don't like to play teams that are overvalued. There's so many arguments to be made about Survivor strategies here, especially when I can use a team in a better spot. That was probably the argument for Philadelphia last night, why CT and I didn't go Philly in Circa Survivor. Look, Dennis Allen got fired. CT liked the Saints on the road. I said, I am adamantly against this. The rest of the partners said, okay, let's do it. And I remember I was driving home from my dad's house and I just thought about throwing my phone out on the I-75. Like, I thought about it. I was like, I just want to throw my phone out the window and never talk to these people again. So maybe I was the one that was a little meaner. I think I left the group chat and just didn't talk to anybody for a week.
Okay, so as far as this week, you did some Philadelphia. I'm assuming you're doing some Denver. Everybody's doing Denver, and I can't argue against it. I'm gonna have the most Denver of any team in Survivor this week. What are some other ways that you varied?
Nope. Went all Denver. And I would have went all Denver.
All Denver.
I went all Denver in Westgate. I went all Denver in Circa. I did 4 Denver in the $2.5 million guarantee on Splash. 2 Philly, all Denver, and the other, I think, 8 or 9 pools I'm in. Look, here's the reality. I think early you can go all in with teams. It's when the pool starts to dwindle down that you need to differentiate. If a rookie quarterback goes into Denver against that defense and beats me, or if Bo Nix throws a pick 6 or some other godforsaken crazy play and I get beat, so be it. I've just had to come to that realization that, yes, Denver is the most picked team, and they're going to be. It's not a fun place to be, but I'm damn sure not using the Bengals on the road. Joe Burrow 1-4 straight up in his last 5 seasons. I'm not going to use Arizona against the Saints. Spencer Rattler is horrible. New head coach, yada, yada, all these talking points. The Saints aren't favored in any game this year. Okay, but they're going to still win some games. It might not be week 1, but I think there's better spots to use Arizona. I don't want to take the Giants on the road at the Commanders, a team that won 9 games last year in 1-score scenarios and lost the other 4. They're due for some negative regression. They also have a second-year quarterback that does concern me in a tougher division, as we saw last night. Maybe the Cowboys are going to be a little bit better. I think the Giants are going to be a little bit better. And those are my options. I said, do we want to use the Pats, CT? He said, are you insane? And then he proceeded to follow up with, do you want to use the Rams? And then I said, are you insane? We need to stop trying to split the atom here. Look, I could just get completely obliterated minus the 2 Eagles, and that is just something I'm going to have to live with. He's actually texting me right now. I'm sure he's watching live going, why are you talking about us giving away our strategy? No, our strategy is the same as everybody else. Everybody else is going to use the Broncos. This is the best spot to use the Broncos all season long.
Right. If he is watching, I want to just put a heart up. I love CT. I tried to book him this week for the show. He didn't text me back. Try to get him into the mix because
I think he and I had a pretty bad week one. Look, he and I had a pretty bad week one. I think we went 1-6 in our college football picks at the Westgate. It was not good. Both of us are kind of reeling. He liked Miami. I was on Notre Dame. I don't know how he ended up on Notre Dame with me. That was my fault probably. And so we kind of took a couple days apart. We regrouped. We got our 7 picks in last night. We'll see if it's not a better week for us. But maybe when CT and I agree, it's a bad thing.
All right. Well, so I don't know. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Go ahead, Sam. No, I was going to say, I don't know how that happened because you went 2-1 on the show last week in college. I don't know why you only had 1 win there.
Well, let's think about this. I like Tennessee. He didn't have an opinion on the game, right? He liked Miami, so we were opposite on Notre Dame. I wasn't going to be talked into Miami. I liked Ohio State. That was the only game he and I had in common. Those are the kind of the reality here when you start to break down 7 college football picks a week is tough. And then now you've got to agree with a partner. Asking somebody to agree with you. I mean, you guys do a show together. I'm sure you guys disagree all the time.
Yeah. Well, as far as this week goes, what are your plays in college?
Yeah, I only played 5 college plays this week, guys. And look, the card leaves a little to be desired. Huge spreads, lots of cupcakes playing each other. Michigan-Oklahoma is the only good game, and I want no part of that game. I'm not sure I trust either one of these teams. I know a lot of hype surrounding Bryce Underwood and Michigan. That's why this line has kind of come back down, back up. I know some sharp people that are on Oklahoma. I don't want any part of it. I did take Kentucky plus 10 early in the week. Down to 8.5. Hey, usually I like the reverse line movement, except for last week. I had reverse line movement on Northwestern. I had reverse line movement on Virginia Tech. And I had reverse line movement on UCLA, and they all basically got obliterated. But I think the biggest narrative here with Kentucky Ole Miss is a lot of people are expecting Lane Kiffin to come out and say, hey, we got to get revenge for losing last year in Oxford. Well, I just don't think that revenge is quantifiable. And It doesn't mean anything. Three of the last four meetings have been decided by 3 points or less here. Mark Stoops' defense has Ole Miss's number. Now, question is Mark Stoops' offense going to be able to keep up with Lane Kiffin? Maybe. I do not think that Lane is the worst coach of the two, but I think that he does struggle, especially in SEC openers. 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. I like Kentucky here a lot. I think Ole Miss is one of those teams getting a lot of love early on in the season.
I had to laugh this week. I saw some people on X say that you shouldn't call it the border war anymore. Take a lap. Take a lap if that upsets you. It is the border war between Kansas and Mizzou. I'd love to see you on the Jayhawks here, plus the points.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't love these old rivalry games? The same way as, like, the backyard brawl. Like, we should never get rid of these. We should never get rid of Farmageddon. I hate all of the athletic directors / commissioners / all these different conferences breaking these up. There needs to be protected rivalries, and this is one of them. I grew up in Kansas. We hate Missouri. They hate us. It doesn't matter if you're K-State or KU. There is a lot of hate there, and it stems back from history during the Civil War. The border war is offensive. Give me a break. Anyway, I digress. As you mentioned, if you just log on to social media, Sam, you can see it for yourself. These two schools hate each other. Last week, Horn got hurt versus Central Arkansas. They marched in the Penn State transfer, and guess what? He looked really good. Almost too good, in fact. I thought, this is going to be interesting. I do think that the offensive line there for the Tigers has some holes, and I do think that the defense for the Jayhawks deserves a little bit more credit here. KU, one caveat, the thing that bothers me about this team and Jalen Daniels is they love to turn the ball over in the red zone. And I bet against this team so much last year, Sammy. I was against them every time they were a road favorite, every time they were a slight favorite at home, and it paid dividends. This year, I think KU does take a step forward. I do think this is a spot where they can go into Columbia and win this game.
Kelly in Vegas with us. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Kelly, you gave out Kentucky and Kansas so far. You mentioned you have five plays. We have just over 2 minutes left. Why don't you roll through those other three?
Yeah, it took UConn plus the 6.5. I know Syracuse expecting a big bounce back after losing to Tennessee there in Atlanta last week, but I'm not buying it. Fran's defense looked overmatched. This Huskies team has fresh legs. They just played Central Connecticut. They got 11 starters return. I think a Cam Edwards breakaway TD could get them the outright win in the Carrier Dome. I like Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes to go into Ames and get the win. 6-0 in Ames. Kirk Ferentz says the underdog does so well in that rivalry. Iowa State looked good in the second half versus my Kansas State Wildcats, and they looked even better last week versus South Dakota. I think it's time for a little regression here. Give me the underdog and a rock fight there in Ames. And last but not least, what did we see last Thursday night? USF just coming in, destroying Boise State. Who would have thought? I took the 6.5, but boy, I didn't think that they were going to win by that much. I didn't even have anything on the money line. But here's a Florida team. A couple of years ago, I was at this game, and they almost lost. You think Billy Napier does not know that his job is to absolutely blow out this USF team? I laid 17.5. I know it was 18 there for a little bit. I like Florida to absolutely roll here. USF is like the dog with fleas. Everybody seems to love them this week. I'm not buying the hype. I think DJ Lagway and the Gators are the real deal.
So how many of those five are your best bets, just to clear it up?
So I would say all five. If you want to track me on all five of my bets, those are the five bets I put my hard-earned money on. You're welcome to track all five.
Let's go.
Good stuff.
I love that.
Kelly in Vegas. Yep. 60% so far on the young college football season on this show. KIV, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck. Hope Denver gets through because I'm going to be on them. Now I'm thinking, do I need to sweep with them? Seriously. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly with us every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Bet Sweats. Good angles there. You know, people say it's not a great card, but Kelly still has five plays in college football for you to take a look at. Sam, are you surprised about going all in on Denver?
No.
No. I mean, it's the best play on the board. Not a ton of great spots to use them. Rookie quarterback on the road against a great defense. certainly understand. Two-minute drill is next. Lightning bets later this hour. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. We've gotten through a number of NFL games this weekend, previewing week number one in the National Football League. But there are some games maybe a little bit off the radar that we still need to discuss, but I haven't had time for a full breakdown. We're going to do that here with the two-minute drill. Joe O, Sammy P, where's the room? That is just a few minutes away. I have not looked. I cannot wait to find out. College and NFL will find out where the room is at. The room has been getting their ass whooped. Okay.
1-9.
So I can't wait to see it. That's college. Okay. You said the room for the NFL last night, the number one prop was Saquon. Do you remember anything else from that?
No, I mean, Eagles were popular in the room, but we didn't get the full list on time. That's not our fault. Exactly. That's their fault.
Yeah. Well, Saquon was a clear loser, not even close to hitting 93.5 rushing yards in the season opener. All right, we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen, to play the two-minute drill. What's up, Paul?
All right, guys, we'll start with a game that's gotten some Survivor discussion, but a little nervous discussion about it, too. Cardinals-Saints, Cardinals 6.5-point favorites on the road. Where are we at on this game? Kyler Murray and company going down to the Houdat Nation for their opener.
I hope the Saints win outright. I hope. Don't have a single cent on it. I'm hoping this is a popular Survivor play. People go Arizona and get knocked out, but it's a stay away from me.
My concern is that New Orleans Saints are a bad team, but everybody goes against them in week one in Survivor, and then they somehow win week one. They're bad overall. Like, I don't know, the Patriots last year. That was a big upset that knocked out a lot of people. They pull off an upset victory, and they're terrible. They have four wins. Or we talked about the Jaguars' experience any number of years with them, where they would win or they would lose week number one. The opposite of what the expectation is with that squad. That's my concern. I did see this stat that I found alarming. And Paul, it sounds like you're considering some Arizona in Survivor.
I am, yeah.
Okay. Kyler Murray has been a favorite 32 times. He's favored to win the game 32 times. His straight up record in those 32 games, 15-17 below 500.
It's not great. Poster before or after Call of Duty. I need follow-ups.
Yeah, right. Right. That's later on in the year, right? So if you're going to take Arizona, you want to take them earlier on in the season. That's how last
Quick
year went.
Follow-up. All right. If the Saints win, what's Spencer Rattler's numbers? Like, give me yards. Give me yards. Saints win.
No. Is it possible for him to get to 200? Have we seen it much from him?
But if they win, doesn't he? So here's what I'll say. Like, if you believe in the Saints, you could do Saints money line, Spencer Rattler 250 plus and 2+ touchdowns, and that's 20-1. If you believe in the Saints.
His profit.
Unless you think
186 to 199. That's his range.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah, not a lot of expectation out of him. It's disgusting. Sam, it sounds like you're going to have nothing in this game, but nope. I might take that. If we get to seven, can we get to seven? I might get there. Six and a half. Pinnacle's at six, so I don't know that we're going to get to seven. But if we're there, I might take some Saints. They're very scary for Survivor. I've been thinking about them, but Kyler as a favorite is scaring me off.
Next game, team of death, Bengals at the Browns, Bengals minus 5.5, total of 47.5. Could also, if I think anyone on this show is interested in Survivor, anything on this game, Sam, we'll start with you.
Nope. The Bear, though. The Bear is going Bengals in Survivor. I said, Godspeed, Bear. Good luck.
Holy crap. Damn. Okay, no. I like the Browns to cover. They might win this game outright. We've talked about it ad nauseum. If you're not with us during the preseason talking about it, Zach Taylor's terrible. Joe Burrow's terrible in the first 2 weeks of the year. It's funny because every Bengals preview I've heard, people are like, well, that's true, but here's the thing. They're talking about how Burrow's playing more in the preseason. They're starting stuff earlier. They're trying to combat that. They know they've had their early season struggles. They said the exact same thing last summer. It was all the same garbage, and some people fell for it. It didn't work. I'm not falling for it this time. Give me the Browns. They're going to cover. They might win this game outright.
I'm with you. I am with you on the Browns. They're very live. Joe Flacco, vet, coming in all offseason to prepare against that terrible defense. All right. Next game on the card, Titans-Broncos. Titans, a 8.5-point dog in Denver, rookie quarterback, elite defense, et cetera, et cetera. Joe.
Low total. Nothing on the spread. Yeah, nothing on the spread. A lot of people probably have Eagles to Broncos in their teasers, and now they're waiting on Denver because the Philly leg got home. It's a survivor conversation that we've had many times with this team. That's the only thing that I am considering. Am I a little scared that Cam Ward can buck the trend and win his first game and it be on the road? Maybe he's that dude. Maybe something like Jaden Daniels. A little bit, but the Titans also suck. They covered the spread twice all of last season. So, yeah, this is the most popular survivor play. It should be. That's the only way I'm doing anything with this game. How about you, Sam?
I saw this from Evan Abrams. If you're not following Evan, I don't know what you're doing. He has insane NFL gambling stats. At Evan H. Abrams, there have been 28 quarterbacks taken number one overall since 1970. Mm-hmm. In their first start, according to Evan Abrams, they are 5-22-1 straight up. 5-22-1. Step right up, Cam Ward. Good luck.
Do you remember who won last year?
Caleb Williams.
That's right. A bad beat for you, sir.
Did
worst
nothing.
Beat of the year.
He did nothing in the game.
I know.
I'll be on some Titans. +8.5, but we can get more in our next segment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Bo Nix laying 8.5 to anyone, I think, is kind of insane right now. But we move on. Dolphins-Colts. Dolphins, what are we? Dog short favorites. They're a short dog at BetMGM +1. 46.5 is the number. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Are the Dolphins as bad as the Colts? And Daniel Jones is on the other side. It's in Indy. Sam?
I'm glad that we saved a lot of these games for 2-minute drill because I have no bets, no interest. Didn't even think about putting this one in the contest, but I do know some guys in Vegas that laid Colts and laid pick. I will not be joining that party. I am staying so far away from this game. I won't watch it. I won't follow it. I might not even talk about it on Monday.
Ooh. So, do you remember who was the defensive coordinator last year for Cincinnati that got fired?
Anarumo.
He's the Colts defensive coordinator. I didn't even realize that they made that switch to go to him. My God. I don't know about that one. I hope this doesn't make my top five. My brain says Miami, that going from Anthony Richardson to Daniel Jones, you don't flip to become the favorite when you make a decision in favor of Daniel Jones instead of Richardson. Not a statement about Richardson, just a statement about Daniel Jones. I don't think they should be fired. I'm rather favored, maybe fired. But I look at the Dolphins. When do you want to back them? You want to back them when Tua's healthy, when everybody's healthy right now. I worry about the defense a bit. But I don't expect the Colts offense to be able to keep up with Miami, and they're on the turf. I don't get it. They should still be favored. There's so much Daniel Jones love out there. I'm not with that. I'll probably be on the Dolphins. I don't know that they're going to be a top five ATS pick for me in the next segment.
they're in the conversation for me as well. I will say, so I'm in a 10-point teaser league. They will make the card as one of my four picks in that. Yeah. And we've got Monday Night Football. Sam will be in town. Vikings, Bears. We'll get more in this game on Monday, obviously. But I think we're probably all aligned on this game, Sam.
I saw Michael Wilbon yesterday make an appearance on Chicago radio with Waddle and Sylvie and say that J.J. McCarthy is a bum. And J.J. McCarthy, all he did in college was hand the ball off. What's the number? Over, under. How many Michigan games did Michael Wilbon watch when J.J. McCarthy was there? Anybody want to throw a number out?
I'd set it at 2.5.
Under.
Under? You didn't watch the Ohio
State
game?
I'd go under 2.5. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, by the way, went 27-1 in college.
Yeah. Under 2.5.
The Vikings are going to win. Yeah. Better defense, okay. Better team. Dare I say better coach? How dare he say that? It's all true.
Might be true. Pay attention to this injury report coming out over the next couple of days. Because of Monday game, the final injury report is going to be Saturday. Is Jalen Johnson going to be out there for the Bears secondary? That is going to be big. One of the best in the game at his position. So pay close attention to that. A number of guys not practicing earlier in the week for the Minnesota Vikings. Darisau, Harrison Smith. So pay close attention. We'll have a full breakdown coming up on Monday, but it doesn't sound like anybody on this show is on the Bears.
We are not. All right. Nope. Brian Gerch, time to find out for the first time this season where the room is at.
Where's the room?
That's Sweats, Yo-O, Sammy P, all still hanging out. Where's the room? The room was shellacked in college football to start the season. Brutal. 10%. 10% is the number so far. We're not even adding Saquon to last night's game. We've got college. We also have NFL. Why don't we start with college? Paul, let us know where the room is at with college football in week two.
All right, number five, Texas minus 36.5 against San Jose State, my team. Iowa State minus 3.5 against Iowa. Sam, this one's for you. Illinois minus 3.
Oh, you knew it! You knew it was coming! You knew it!
Ole Miss minus 8.5, and the number one bet team at BetMGM in college football this weekend. Go Blue, plus 5.5.
Wow. You're on the other side on a couple of these, Sam. Good calls.
I love that the room, number one room bet in college, off a 1-9 start, you're going to take the public dog in Oklahoma. I love that. Not as much as I love the room being on Illinois, though. That was definitely going to happen. We talked about that a couple of days ago. I said, you watch. They're going to come out of the woodwork and lay Illinois. They are. They're going to lay 3. Of course they are.
Oh, let me add a couple of notes here, too. Okay. Money. Most bet teams. Number one is Illinois.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Most bet totals. The number one play, Michigan, Oklahoma, under. Mateer, let's go. Let's go. Kill him. All right. Yeah, most bet dogs to win. Michigan plus 165. Oh, this is lovely. Oh, I can't wait to go against the room. Yeah.
All right. And then NFL for the first time, which again, 1-9, the room in college football this season, just in case you haven't heard that yet. So NFL, number 5, the Giants plus 6. Number 4, the Lions plus 2.
Uh-oh.
Number 3, the Broncos minus 8.5 at home against the rookie. Number 2, the Steelers minus 3, Aaron Rodgers' debut against the Jets in Pittsburgh. For Pittsburgh. And then tonight, the Chiefs minus 3 against the Chargers in Brazil.
Of course.
Good.
That's not a surprise. Also understand those are a little bit skewed because that game is today.
Sure.
So you're going to have more bets on that game than any other game because it is today, tonight, whatever. Not a surprise, though, that they're betting the Chiefs. We discussed this off the top, first hour of the show, during the Friday Feels segment when I brought up Ben Solek giving picks out of the second grade classroom. Chiefs were always going to be popular, always. And what they're going to do tonight is they're going to parlay the Chiefs to win in the over. That's what they're going to do.
Are you scared off with Detroit and the New York Giants popping on this? I am not.
I should be, but I'm not.
It's 4 and it's 5. Michigan teams always get love. New York teams are going to get love. We can talk more about that coming up. Lightning bets on the other side. Keep it here, the BetMGM Network. Lightning bets will collaborate for our contest plays as a show coming up in just a moment. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SB Shoot over on X. Make sure you're following the show account, bet_sweats. All right, Sam, off air you told me that I needed to take a look at an ATS contest that we're both in. It's called the Chicago Media Mega Contest. Number of, obviously, Chicago media members that do bet, jump in, and we pick 5 teams against the spread every single week. All right, I have not clicked on it. You told me that I need to look at the page. I held off. Here we go. We'll see if I can pick up exactly what I'll be looking for in a moment. Okay.
Oh, you'll see it. Right
the,
away.
The standings is the first thing that I see. And I see SP Shoot all by himself, 1-0. That's awesome.
Let's go. Raymond.
Place for. So now, okay, do you think people will have picks on tonight's game? Will people be possibly joining you?
Oh, people will have Chiefs so. Tonight. Yes.
But will they have Chargers? Because the Chargers might cover. I would lean that way.
Don't you have to build your lead? Take Chargers? Then you're 2-0.
It doesn't no one matter if he's you. Up for a day. It doesn't matter. I would not.
Can I get a recount? Can I get a recount? Oh, I'm still 1-0. Yes. And I have 4 more to go. Can I tell you this, though? Can I be honest with you? Of the 5 that I put in, I had to swap out Jacksonville and put in Detroit based on the conversation you and I had on the show.
I thought when I thought for sure when I was going to click on this page, it was going to be you laughing because of all the people that laid it with the Eagles last night. And there was only one. Only one. Did you see who? Mm-hmm.
Joe Brand.
Joe Brand. Voice of the Pens.
Joe Brand. Remember Joe Brand said coming into the season, I don't even know if I'm going to do this year. I'm not good at this. And then he came in second place last year.
Yep. 0-1. You're trailing. You're trailing. So he laid it with the Eagles. Wow. I mean, that's his thing, right? He just takes the favorites. Worked last year.
How'd the favorites do last year? Historically good.
We know how this goes. It's going to be the year of the dog. Good. And I can't wait. Yes. That usually means good things for us. Okay, nice. Off to a 1-0 start. And maybe you'll throw out a couple of teams that you like here. We've talked about just about every game. NFL Week 1. All right, let's get together. Let's come up with a show contest slip here. What 5 are we going to go through? We usually throw out teams, see if we can agree, and march on, come up with our list of 5. Sam, you go first. You had a winner last night on Dallas. What are you thinking as far as Sunday, Monday?
Raiders.
Yep. I agree. I like that play with you on the Raiders. What number did we get in the contest? 2.5?
+2.5. I don't love the 2.5, but it is what it is.
Yep. Yeah, you've been on that all week. I'm in agreement. Paul, are you? Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. And honestly, for a contest, I mean, if it's 3, you have a push, you get half a point. I mean, I'm good with the 2.5.
Yeah. And they're going to win, so.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't care. They're winning.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going. Damn. Paul, why don't you go? I've got a lot of dogs that I like here.
All right.
Go ahead.
I mentioned it briefly last segment. I mean, I don't think I have to convince two Chicago guys too hard that an overhyped team with a mid QB and a historic great defense that wears orange and blue might not cover 8.5 points. Of course, I'm talking about the Broncos, not the Bears. But I think defense isn't necessarily sticky year to year. I think 8.5 from Bo Nix laying 8.5. I don't care if he's at home. I don't care if he's on the moon. I think that's way too much respect. Jeffrey Simmons out there this week talking about, hey, as soon as if he skips his first three, he's pulling it down and running. We know where he's going. RJ Harvey getting a lot of hype. Oh, yeah, rookies never fumble the football. If they get blown out, okay, fine. If everyone was right about a rookie quarterback on the road in Denver, I think 8.5 is crazy. So I'll be on the Titans.
Just rip it, because we need the Broncos to win, and we can middle this with your pick. I have no issue with it.
All right. Bo Nix 8-0 as a favorite, straight up and against the spread. Paul says that changes right now.
Kyler and Bo, switch it.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Paul's number one play is, well, it's
one,
ours now.
One additional one. Callahan knows that stadium as head coach of the Raiders, the offensive line coach. You think he doesn't know how to go silent count in that stadium, protect his rookie quarterback a little bit? I got faith in the Callahans, which is something I never thought I'd say, but in this circumstances.
All right. A lot of different ways as far as a dog, but I'm going to go with, give me the Houston Texans +3 at the Rams. We don't even know the state of Stafford. I think it's going to be a low scoring game, and this might be the better team getting points here. And we're at 3. I'm surprised it isn't short of a field goal. I like Houston, guys. What do you think?
I'm in.
Yeah. And I really like the underlook that you laid out earlier in this game, but yeah, I'm Texans +3 is good with 2.
So for my second, I would either go Giants and take the points in this pool. Let's see. We get, I think, 6.
6.
Or I'd go Minnesota -1.5. I'm okay with either one.
I think we've got our last 2. Don't you guys? I mean, Joe, you got something else you want to throw out by all means, but I'm good with those 2.
Yeah, I've got. So for these last 2 picks, I've got 3 teams that stand out. Giants was one of them. The other 2 was Detroit and Cleveland.
So let's put the Giants in.
For the fourth. Giants in.
And then it comes down to either Minnesota on the road or Detroit on the road. We're laying with Minnesota. We're catching 2 with Detroit. Excuse me, if I could speak.
And it's 1.5 in the pool for Minnesota?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I could get there with Flacco, too. Being down the street from Audubon, where he grew up. But we can go Minnesota.
It doesn't matter. I'm down for whatever. I'm literally down.
Joe, you call it.
Let's go Flacco.
Flacco.
Let's go Flacco. As much as we've talked about going against Cincinnati and, yeah.
Number of death.
5. Not 5.5. 5.
There's a reason. And Giants, we got 6?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
All dogs.
So who do we got, Joe?
I love it. I love it. Vegas, Tennessee, Houston, New York Giants, Cleveland Browns. Good list. I could have kept going. Dogs are going to be barking this weekend. I can't wait. Sam, lightning bets. What else do you want to add to what we just talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I basically landed on the following 5 plays. I like Duke +3, Kansas +6.5. We bet Texas Tech during the show at -48. Anything under 49, I think, is fair. And then my 2 NFL would be the Raiders and the Giants.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I like way too much. Let me throw out a couple of totals. Yes, I do like Houston and the LA Rams. That one's 43.5. I don't think I'm going to get to 44, possibly. But 43.5 for that one. I don't know that Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Jets can be low enough. Like, how many points are we getting in that game? Would it surprise me if we don't get to 30? No, it wouldn't surprise me. So I know it's dropped a bunch, but that is going to be a very low scoring game. As far as sides, Yeah, I mentioned Houston. Giants love, the Browns love, out of the contest picks. Outside of that, I got to throw Detroit out there. That's something that we came together as we started breaking down this game and where we are with the number and the overreaction with Parsons on that one, too. I'm going to add Detroit to my list, and I don't think there's any way we get to three. Paul, what you got? What do you want to throw out?
I like that Houston, LA under. I will also got to fade the Cuse. UConn plus 6.5. Kelly in Vegas laid that one out as well for you if you want to go back and listen to that segment. And Marvin. You could go Trey McBride as well. I was reading some stuff about how like the Saints are very vulnerable in the middle of the field. Pick a Cardinals receiver. I'm going Marvin. I'm high on Marvin this year. 40-1 to lead the weekend, lead Sunday in receiving yards. I think he goes off in the dome.
Man.
Show bet Duke. Are we all in on Duke, given what we heard in the room?
Wow. Jake's not here. Let's do a show bet. He's not here to defend the Illini. But yes, no, I'm with that. Totally. It's the most money. Oklahoma. I feel so much better about Oklahoma. Yes, bring that number down. Now it makes sense why that number came down a little bit with all this Michigan over-the-top love. Ridiculous.
I think you alluded to this, though. You seem to be more in the Mateer bucket than me. This would probably, considering the room is on Michigan and the under, that probably lines up for Oklahoma to score. I think you should get some Mateer stock before it's too late.
Some Heisman. Yeah. Would you rather have Mateer or Arch?
Mateer.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a good point about Kansas City and where the room is at. And look, Kansas City is going to be one of the most bet games. It's not in there because it's Sunday night. Baltimore-Buffalo is going to be on this list if we do this on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. It might end up being the most bet game of the weekend. But what you have is, okay, it's game day and Kansas City's going. And, okay, we have a dog in Detroit. Well, Detroit's always going to get love. The Michigan bettors are insane. You see that with the Wolverines and you see that with the Lions week after week. So a lot of this makes sense. Like Denver, third most popular. Well, Colorado has a lot of sports books, very popular over there. So you do have to think of the context in some of these situations.
Hey, leave those voicemails. BetMGM Network, Odyssey app. Leave those voicemails. Hit the microphone button. Fire away.
Leave those voicemails. Listen to us Sunday morning. I'm on BetMGM Game Day, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Sam, you better you bet. Countdown to kickoff, 11 a.m. up until kickoff with all the games. We'll talk Sunday and Monday.